Please, ma'am, can I speak to you? Bridget was comfortably ensconced in her window seat one afternoon with her books round her when this request was made. It was a still, sultry day. The atmosphere seemed heavy and unrefreshing, and Mrs. Dent's face as she appeared at the door looked warm and moist. She was mopping it energetically with the corner of her apron, but the oppression of the weather was not accountable for her suppressed excitement. "The hour has come, ma'am," she broke forth spasmodically. "I've left my pastry, for I was in the very middle of a rabbit pie, which I shall be bold enough to ask you to have the first cut out of before William and me sits down to it. I've left it in the critical moment, and 'tis to tell you Miss Bullingham is walking up the drive. William has run on to give notice. I'm in a regular tremble for you, but I shall have my say with her first, and of that conversation I stand in no fear at all, for I know my attainments. 'Tis the upstairs conversation I stand in fear of, for Miss Bullingham will be answered, and she will not be put off, and I would remind you, ma'am, respectfully, that if you do get in a boggle, so to speak, you must just refer her to me. I've rehearsed this event too often to be taken aback. Why, William did tell me only last week that he knew it off as well as I, for in my very dreams I would be muttering it out, and I've just run up to prepare you, and I'll thoroughly explain your advent before I show her up. So please, ma'am, there is no need for you to refer to it at all." Mrs. Dent paused for breath. Bridget's sense of humor saved her from showing the irritation she felt. "My dear Mrs. Dent," she said, "you talk as if I'm an escaped convict. I'm not at all afraid of meeting Miss Bullingham if she's kind enough to call on me. My husband's sister will always be most welcome." Mrs. Dent's lower jaw dropped in dismay. "I beg pardon, ma'am, but..." She paused, and Bridget relented at once. She saw she had hurt her feelings, and with her bright smile added, "Yes, I understand. I will be careful. Thank you for coming up to tell me. I know you will always help me out of every difficulty." Mrs. Dent retreated with a reassured air, and Bridget flung her books away from her with impetuous vehemence. She was proud and sensitive, and Mrs. Dent's words touched her to the quick. "Oh, how I hate my false position," she cried, "when it makes Mrs. Dent speak to me like that. I have a great mind not to see Miss Bullingham. It is cruel of Godfrey to bind me to secrecy. It is underhanded and dishonorable of me to pretend to be what I am not.